Fresh from winning gold in the 200 metres backstroke, John Short was back in action at the European Short Course Swimming Championships in Poland this morning. The 18-year-old from Galway finished second in his heat of the 100 metre event to qualify for this evening's semi-finals. Last night's success makes him just the second Irish swimmer to win a gold medal at a European Short Course Championships. The other was Daniel Whiffen. Andy Reid is the Interim National Performance Director with Swim Ireland, and I spoke to him a short time ago as he left the pool in Lublin.
John is a native of Galway. He came from a small club called Bluefin in Galway. He moved to Limerick at the age of 16 to finish his school and to swim in a national centre in Limerick under John Sharanick's guidance. He recently finished his Leaving Cert in June 2025 and he's now just started his college courses in Limerick.
So he's based in Ireland and he is also, as you say, he's incredibly young to enjoy success like this.
He is. He's 18. He's been on the scene for a few years now at European Juniors and most recently at World Junior Championships in the summer, where he won the 200 backstroke and the 100 backstroke. He missed out on Olympic qualification in 2024, but has competed at World Championship level.
Mm-hmm. Overall, Ireland has six swimmers in the semi-finals and finals this evening. Now, for Ireland, I think it's fair to say that's fairly unusual. So tell us about them.
As you say, we've got six athletes racing tonight and across both semi-finals and finals. They're athletes that have been in the swimming performance system for a number of years. We have a few athletes based within their clubs and a number of athletes based within one of our national centres. All of these athletes have competed at under-23s, World Championships or Olympic Games over the last couple of years.
So we have Daniel Whiffen, Ellen Walsh, Evan Bailey, John, who will be competing again this evening, Ellie McCartney and Owen Corby. Have I got all of that right?
Yes, all right. Of those swimmers, yes, will be racing tonight.
We saw real success at the Olympics last year. I mean, many of us were not accustomed to so much good news. So where has it all gone right?
I'm not sure if you can put one answer to that. I think there's a lot of factors. We have a very, very good, strong group of athletes. They're very motivated, have a strong belief in themselves, have a strong belief in the programmes that they're following under the guidance of their coaches. And then obviously the support that they receive either independently or via the Sport Ireland Institutes or the Sport Northern Ireland Institutes as well. So it's a team effort, but I think it has to start with the athletes and what they're doing day to day.
Mm-hmm. But presumably also an awful lot of work has gone into putting Irish swimming in this position.
It has. It has been a work in progress for a number of years. Some of the swimmers who are reaping the success now at international level have been involved now for over 10 years. Ellen Walsh is a great example of that. She had her first international representation in 2015 at the European Youth Olympics, and she's now progressed on to the senior stage and having great success there. So lots of work, lots of development, lots of progress across the NGB with support from Sport Ireland and Sport Northern Ireland, and it's fantastic to see.
And was that success at the Olympics last year, I mean, did that work as a motivator for many of the athletes?
It is. It is very much a motivator. John Short would comment, Ellen Walsh would comment around, you know, we're now a top swimming nation. The athletes come to the competitions backing themselves and believing in what they can do. And when they stand up and race, they know that they can be competitive with anyone else.
And that was Andy Reid of Swim Ireland talking to me a short while ago.